Ron, you brought up the scene where Jesus is talking to the woman who was about to be stoned to death. You pointed to that as a great example of him showing us how to balance grace and truth. What are some other examples from Scripture, and what can we learn from them?
Great question, Brian, and I'm glad you asked it. Let me very quickly mention three other examples. Right after the fall of man, God comes down and points out their sin and explains what the consequences will be. That's pure truth. But look at how gracefully he dealt with them. He sits down in the Garden of Eden with them, making clothes for them so that they can cover themselves. Such a beautiful picture of God's grace. He's helping them deal with the consequences just as he will help us deal with the consequences of our own sin. Second, consider the law of Moses itself, specifically the Ten Commandments. At first blush, it appears to be nothing but stone-cold truth, right? Do this or don't do that. But God's motive was rooted in grace. Without the law, without setting those clear boundaries, mankind would have behaved even worse than he already does. Having those clear boundaries helps to keep us from all-out rebellion and to keep us in proper fellowship with God. Sure, we fail sometimes, but without the published law, it would be much, much worse. Finally, consider the cross of Christ itself. The clear truth of the matter is that sin requires a blood sacrifice. A man must die. But the perfect blend of grace is that God says to us, instead of you paying the price yourself, I'll pay it for you. That right there is the greatest example of what the perfect blend of grace and truth look like, Christ dying for us. And that's why it's such good news. As to what we can learn from these examples or from this conversation, I'll say two things. First, think in your mind how you would handle certain situations, just like we're doing now. Talk about them. Consider in advance how a conversation might go with a friend or family member who is an atheist or someone whose lifestyle is reckless or rebellious. Plan it out ahead so that you can prepare yourself to be gracious as well as truthful. You can't prepare for every single situation, but you can prepare for many of them. And above all else, if you err, err on the side of grace. The Bible very clearly tells us that mercy triumphs over justice. Don't be afraid that you're sacrificing truth in an effort to show love or mercy. God knows your heart. God knows your intent. Do your best to be graceful and truthful, but if you're unsure, choose mercy and grace.